guys. Hi. Hi. Habariyako. Ham jumbo. Oh my god, I'm super excited for this episode. Yani, it's 4 a.m. so I'm really trying to like calm my horses, you know. And I'm really trying to like, you know, tone down my excitement, but I can't help it. I'm doing an episode in Naked Lies. I'm inviting you to my space now. I mean, that's super excited. Nikama niko na wageni, you know. And another than that, it's such a beautiful morning. Everything is quiet apart from me. Who wants to talk about Naked Lies? And if this is your first time that you've been here on the show, Karibu Sana. My name is Nina McKenna and I'm the host. I'm the producer. I didn't have to say this before, and I'm gonna tell you why the elevation that I know this production world. But however, more than that, I hope you've been well, and I hope God has been able to restore your health. Ukofiri, everything is happening. Things are just atakama isongi sana. Things are just, you know, kana songa songa kidogo. And I'm so sorry about my voice. It's not as pitchy. I'm not understanding what's happening, and but I just want to do this episode today. So Karibu Sana to Naked Lies. And before I start, I want to say this. So currently I'm working on another show. It's called Dada Next Door, and Dada Next Door is a show where we try to integrate activism and art. So this is I interview women. Okay, I'm the host of that show. Ooh. So we try to interview women who are doing exceptional things in our societies in order to just promote a positive social change in form of art. So these are people who can actually sing, they are poets. Oh my goodness, I've interviewed poets. And it's such an amazing feeling, you know. You know, these are people like they say what they mean and they mean what they say, you know. So the episodes are not out. I'm super excited. I've not even listened to them myself. So the episodes are not out, but once they're out, I'm gonna hook you up. Just listen to what people are doing, and then you'll come to realize that your life is moving. It's only that you just can't see it, or maybe sometimes you have so many things in your life that, because some of these guests, they come to realize that, oh my goodness, I'm making a change when you're talking about it. So yeah, I'm super excited for that. So that's what I've been doing lately. But other than that, so this is why I'm recording the podcast, because I just want to talk about my life lately, you know. Woo! Drum rolls. I feel if they're like teenage, I'm no longer even a teenager. Jesus Christ. Wow. You know, I'm realizing that life is a roller coaster, and life is just moments where they're just moments you create. I don't know about you, but I like watching the clouds sometimes when I'm free, and maybe when I'm a place where I just want to think. And I just create images, and I ask my friend, can you be able to see? Okay, I can see something like maybe a rose, and then I ask my friend, can you see a rose? And she's like, no, me, I see something else. So I came to realize that that's the way I take my life daily, and it's kind of helping. So I'm just gonna tell you the secret. Life is just all about perspective. It's a matter of how I see my life. That's how my life is gonna turn out. My friend might not be able to see exactly what I see in myself, but the fact that I can see it in myself, I mean, that is superb. So I've been working over the grind. I've been struggling. I'm not gonna lie, I've been struggling with my mental health. I've been struggling. Lolo died. It's still there. I think that's a wound that I can't understand how I raised a cat. He was healthy and all that, and then just died of a heart attack. I mean, nowadays my heart beats very fast, and I'm like, what if it's actually heart attack? I mean, I'm having so much a cobweb of thoughts. But other than that, I want to thank the Lord, because I have learned how to be appreciative. I've learned to just appreciate my 24 hours. I mean, kitambo I used to pray, I wish I had 72 hours in a day. Maybe I will be able to do this. Nowadays, if I'm not able to do it within that 24 hours, my goodness, see ya, Leo. I will do it in the next 24 hours. In short, I'm trying to say that life lately has taught me three things that I want to share. So the first one is all of my work, all of my faith, and then rejection is God's protection. I mean, there's so many things we want to do for ourselves. I mean, there's so many places you want to go. And I want to give this disclaimer. If this is your first time that you're listening to Naked Lies, it's very hard to quantify love. It's very hard to quantify an emotion. It's even very hard to quantify hope and faith. So I normally use quite materialistic things, like things you can see and touch. Because it's easy to quantify that. So I want so many things personally. I'm not gonna lie. Me, I'm the people like, I'm lure, man. Guys, I'm lure. So you can imagine, hey, pesauta. I don't know how my life would look. So it is all of my work, all of my faith, and then rejection is God's protection. I mean, I've gone through so many rejections in the past month, sometimes I knock a door and I ask them, can you help me? And people just tell me, you know what, bye, ciao, adios, amigos. And then they give me a cup of tea to just tell me, bye, visuri. And it feels, I used to feel the rejection like it was the end of my life. I'm not very good at being rejected, and I'm not very good at rejecting. And that's why you might be the most nonsensical person in my life, and you just don't make sense in my life, but I just gotta keep you because I don't know how to reject until I learned how to reject. So I got to learn how to accept rejection. I don't know if that makes sense. There's so many things in your life you don't realize because you don't practice them yourself. You don't realize that you're amazing because you don't practice amazingness. Okay. You don't realize... I don't know if that makes sense. You don't realize you're something until you start doing it, you know? And then realize, you know, I can actually do that thing to other somebody else. So it's just a series. Life is just a series of kujitambua. And then all of my faith. Honestly, when I do something, I the last thing I think about is failure. I mean, I can think about all the good things that's going to happen. I remember I used to have a friend of mine. I'm just going to call her an ex-friend of mine. And I used to tell her, I don't live in a world of cannot, you know. It's I try, it doesn't work. Then, okay, fine. It wasn't meant to be. But it's not like I cannot do it. So I'm not going to try because, you know what, I cannot do it. So I put all my faith. I think it really fucks me up even when it comes to friendship and relationships because I put all my faith. I mean, you know, finding me when I have a soulmate or a lover and we're just singing about, you know, the show fire, you know, oh my goodness. I put a lot of faith and I don't think I want to change that about me. I want to be honest. I want to be authentic. So I'm going to put all my faith. If it's friendship, I'm going to put all my faith. If it's something, if it's work, and I'm going to tell you, shitty things are happening to my career. Oh my goodness. And then I the rest is just God's rejection. If something doesn't work for me now, I just say, you know what? The universe didn't meant it for me. And I don't dwell there. Kitambo, something bad would happen to me and then I would start thinking about, you know, ata nilinyimwa chakula when I was 5 years old. I mean, nowadays it's a no. I'm like, fine, no, good, we move regardless. And I realized that sometimes we tell these things to ourselves over and over and over because maybe there's nobody to tell us that. But the best part is that I'm honest with myself. I mean, I don't think I'll ever tell myself story a wongo. I'm an ijipatia story is a jaba. I think I'm the most honest person to myself. And all these things, if you want all these things that to start, you know, you start attracting these things, you have to be that thing. You get, if you want to attract kindness, you have to be kind. If you want to attract beautiful people, and that I mean by their soul, you gotta be beautiful yourself. If you wanna attract prosperity, you gotta have faith to be prosperous. If you wanna, I mean, so many things start with you that you realize that, you know what, I'm actually a force. You know what, I'm actually, I can do so many things. And I'll tell you about me. I like talking about me because I think I'm the only person who can be able to talk about me. I mean, best stories are gonna come from me that are mine, you know. I don't know if that makes sense, but anyway. And I realized that I want to make it so bad that I want to be like, I want to make sure I'm prosperous. I want to make sure that I want to make sure, I don't even know how to explain it, but because it's only when you make it, you can make good things come to good people. While the world has shown me that nobody gives you what you deserve. And I keep on telling that to myself. Nobody will ever give you what you deserve. It's just what you negotiate. But sometimes there are people who cannot be able to negotiate good things for themselves. And that's why I want to come in. The people who are very good, they're very good people, but they're not able to show off their goodness because somebody is blind in that. I want to be that. So that's my purpose in life. And I hope I get to live the day I will listen to this podcast again and tell myself, you know what? That's the life purpose I wanted, and that's the life I lived. But anyway, so what I wanted to challenge you today in regards to my life lately is, you know, you just gotta first accept who you are. You gotta first accept things that you are so that you can see it in somebody else. You gotta accept if kama ni mkora, jiambie tu wenyewe by the mimi ni mkora. If kama you're a good person, just start seeding prosperity, start seeding beautiful moments, start seeding the best of the best, the cream de la cream of everything. And at the end of it all, you start seeing that in others. Utakuwa those people of like, I buy Gucci, so I live on Gucci. So I wouldn't want to see my girlfriend, you know, going to think twice. You see, such things. I mean, these things have to start with you. I love good shoes, so I'd really love to see my boyfriend wearing good shoes. I mean, these things have to start with you. And you know what? Bye! See you on the next episode.